The Consumer Affairs Commission, the CAC, continues to inform, educate, and empower consumers to protect themselves in the marketplace. This through a three-pronged approach of providing complaint resolution services, engaging in market research, and running a vibrant consumer education program. Chief Executive Officer at the CAC, Dulcie Allen, says the agency is mandated to ensure that consumers receive fair settlement of claims. The CAC head emphasizes that it is important for consumers to know and stand up for their rights.
Let us know exactly what our rights are. You can stand up for them and let you know what they are. So you first avail yourself of the information, our right to redress, our right to information, our right to get value for money, my right to get a receipt. These are some of our rights that we must insist on.
Lodging complaints with the CAC can be done by calling or visiting any of its offices across the island or submitting them by post or email. Mrs. Allen explains that the process of settling complaints includes hearing both sides, then negotiating with the parties to reach a favorable settlement and or redress. She adds that the commission regularly participates in expositions, seminars and other activities as a means of reaching consumers and educating them on their rights and responsibilities.
We educate consumers on their rights and also the responsibilities, because as consumers, we many times do not understand that we have responsibility to ask the relevant question, to ensure that you have enough information when you go to do a transaction, ensure that you read the contracts, ensure you read all the small prints, ensure you ask for warranty on high value purchases.
The CAC conducts frequent surveys on basic food items, petroleum products, and hardware items. A critical item survey is usually done in order to get a baseline price on products that consumers would need in the event of a natural disaster. The survey would seek to monitor and ensure that prices are not hiked during that time. For the 2014-2015 financial year and beyond, Mrs. Allen says the Commission will continue to educate and sensitize Jamaicans on their rights and obligations in their capacity as consumers, with more focus on some crucial areas.
There are some activities that we have in mind, and the first one on the agenda is really the Consumer Protection Tribunal. Now, you would have been hearing about this for some time, but in terms of actually starting operation, where the tribunal is concerned, there were some delays due to some logistics challenges, and we are hoping that by early time in the financial year, we will have the tribunal being operationalized.
The Consumer Protection Tribunal provides an alternative for aggrieved consumers to file claims in an easy, affordable, and timely manner. It is one of several provisions of the Consumer Protection Amendment Act 2012 and is expected to significantly increase consumers' confidence in the system of redress. Mrs. Allen notes too that the Commission will pay keen attention to the issue of the Voluntary Banking Code. She says the banks have been responding favorably to the suggestions put forward.
We're going to be looking at the microfinancing sector. There has been increased growth in this area, and a lot of our consumers engage the services of these microfinancing agencies. And I'm not sure that they are knowledgeable about the different terms and conditions. We're trying to see how we can do things differently in terms of being more effective, being more visible. We're hoping that with the tribunal off the ground, that will be a big plus for the CAC. And if persons see where we are handling their complaints and they are being successful, we are sure that more persons will gravitate towards the use of the Consumer Affairs Commission as a complaint mechanism.
For more information on consumer-related issues or queries, call the CAC toll-free at 1-888-991-4470 or 906-5425 or visit the website cac.gov.jm.
Commuters, please be advised that Section 46 of the Road Traffic Act provides that you are liable for a fine of up to $100,000 or a term of up to 6 months in prison or both if you take a vehicle that is not licensed to operate as a public passenger vehicle. You have a duty to ensure that the vehicle you take is the yellow bus, properly licensed with the Transport Authority to operate as a public passenger vehicle in the KMTR. Be disciplined, be responsible, be safe. Avoid taking robots.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.